970 Los Angeles, Sunset Boulevard. A huge billboard is being taken down. War is over, if you want it. Happy Christmas from John and Yoko. Dissolved to Los Angeles, John and Yoko's Laurel Canyon home. Living room, April 1970. Day. The room is filled with an air of creative tension. John Lennon, with disheveled hair and a cigarette dangling from his mouth, sits hunched over a guitar. Beside him, Yoko Ono moves about the room, her voice rising and falling in primal screams. Yoko Ono, a guttural scream. Ah! John Lennon, bloody hell, Yoko, can you give it a rest for a moment? Yoko pauses for a second, catching her breath, and looks at John intently. Yoko, John, we have to release our trauma. We must let it go. The pain of losing our mothers, losing our child. It's eating us alive. It's what Janoff talks about, primal therapy. Yoko, another guttural scream. Oh! John takes a drag from his cigarette and flicks the ashes onto the floor. John Janoff's method, huh? Scream it all out, beat on pillows, yes, sure. But how the bloody hell is that going to help us make music? Yoko moves closer to John, her eyes intense and focused. Yoko. It's not just about making music, John. It's about healing ourselves. Releasing the pain that's trapped inside us. You drink to cover your pain, but it only unleashes your dark side. We need to confront it head on. John looks down at his guitar, strumming absent-mindedly. John. I know I've got demons, Yoko, we all do. But I don't want them to control me. I want to turn this pain into something beautiful. Something that speaks to people. Something that helps them feel less alone. Yoko walks over to a table where a tape recorder sits. She adjusts the settings, playing with the tape delay. Yoko. Maybe that's it, John. Maybe the pain and the darkness can fuel our creativity. We can channel it into our music, create something raw and honest, something that captures the essence of our experiences. John watches Yoko experiment with the tape delay, a glimmer of curiosity in his eyes. John. I suppose there's a certain genius in embracing the darkness, in exposing our vulnerability. Maybe that's what the Plastic Ono Band should be about, stripping away the layers, baring our souls. Yoko smiles, sensing a breakthrough. Yoko. Yes, John. Let's do it. Let's make music that's unfiltered, unapologetic, and true to who we are. Let's release our trauma and create something extraordinary. John stubs out his cigarette, a determined look on his face. John. All right, Yokes. Let's dive deep into the pain, into the heart of our darkness. And from there, let's create the music that will change everything. They share a knowing look, their eyes filled with a mix of determination and hope. John and Yoko, guttural screams. Ah!